two of probably the top three teams in the Fort Kearney Conference, Elm Creek and Loomis. Of course, you got to throw Axtell in there. Axtell handing Loomis their only loss of the year. And for Elm Creek, they have just two losses. One came on opening night to Axtell, and the other came in the Elm Creek tournament when they were knocked off by Southwest. A C2 school this year is a Southwest, making some noise as well. So they have seen plenty of good opponents throughout the season, and Southwest is ranked fourth in Class C2 in the Lincoln Journal Star, and in the Omaha World Herald, they have Southwest ranked in Class C2 number five. So they have lost to two very solid ball clubs. We'll take a look at the starting lineup here on the New Tech C pregame show after this timeout.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KKPR. It is time now for a look at the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by the fine folks at Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank is your clear choice as the bank to count on. Go to fivepointsbank.com, check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. First off, for the visiting Loomis Lady Wolves, here's their starting lineup in rotation. Number 6 to the 5'3" junior, Sydney Bartra. Number 27, 5'7" junior, Katie Morton. Number 23, 5'7" senior, Sydney Rodenbaugh. Number 21, 5'6" junior, Paige Rademacher. Number 8, a 6-foot junior, Olivia Rodenbaugh. And number 22, 5'6" senior, Amber Collin. The libero is number 1, a 5'3" senior, Britta Bergman. The head coach of the Loomis Lady Wolves, Lynette Gleason, assisted by Carol Samuelson. They are 12-1 on the season, ranked 7th in the Omaha World Herald, 5th in the Lincoln Journal Star in Class D2. For the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, number 10 is a 5'5 senior, Amanda Johns. Number 12 is a 5'9 senior, Danny Coons. Number 6 is a 5'4 senior, Aisha Burke. Number 8, 5'4 freshman, Cassie Sutherland. Number 4 is a 5'4 junior, Olivia Hubbard. And number 1, a 5'6 senior, Tamara Leibarger. The libero, number 7, 5'2 junior, Whitney Hubbard. The head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes is Brandy McCarter, assisted by Linda Killian. Elm Creek is 11-2 on the season. They are ranked number 9 in the state of Nebraska in Class D1. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more right after this timeout on KKPR.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck to tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. It is Elm Creek, 11-2, Loomis, 12-1, high school volleyball at its best. Coming up next on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com, the opening serve after this break.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. with tonight's high school volleyball matchup. Earlier tonight, SEM defeated by both of these teams. Elm Creek did it 25-14, 25-17. Loomis beat the Mustangs 25-21 and 25-14. It looks like Loomis has won the toss, and they will move from left to right. And back to serve it away to get this match underway is going to be Sydney Bartruff. And across it goes to Burke. And Aisha's going to get it set back to her. She'll be blocked up front that time. Still alive off the block from Sydney Roenbaugh. This time it'll be Johns to take it over. And in the net going to be called on Loomis. So Elm Creek will pick up the point. This is an important, important game right here. Winner of this will be the 2 seed at the moment in the conference. Of course, they did that a little bit different since Axtell has beaten them both, though. To keep their hopes alive, they need a win here tonight for a conference title. Serve is across. Middle attack going to be taken here by Loomis down and good. Sydney Roenbaugh. And it's quickly 1-1 as Roenbaugh wasted little time there with an easy tip across. Now Katie Morton will go back and serve it across. She's got that pretty good jump serve. She really smacks the volleyball. That time it's a little on her back foot, but she drives it across for the ace. You'll have to see how these top servers on each team do tonight, if they can get runs going with those strong serves. Morton fires again. This one just as good, and it's going to be passed into the Elm Creek bench. A serve, Loomis. It is 3-1. Earlier in the match against SEM, Morton had 3 ace serves. She's got 2 on 2 swings here. Morton fires again. This one's strong and in, way in. That's one of those beautiful serves that looks like you're going to sail out, and then they just die. And it is 4-1. So Morton's got something going here early for the Wolves. And that's one of the reasons Coach Gleason doesn't put her in that 4 slot. She puts her in the 2 slot so that she can use her in the service position early. Here it clips the net, and it eats up the back row. And if you're Coach Brandy McCarter, do you call a timeout to just get her off her rhythm a little bit, or do you just let things continue on, hoping that you can handle one here, because it is so early, 5-1, 4 straight aces for Morton. That time it's played by Leibarger. Set middle, Coons is too strong, though. She got a good look and really let one fly. And it's now 6-1 Loomis. And that means Morton gets to go again. And usually with each swing, oh, foot fault, yep, they got her. Yeah, Katie Morton stepped on the service line, and when you've got a jump server, the referees usually keep a keen eye on her, whoever it is, and Morton definitely didn't get the toss she was hoping for, had to adjust and stepped on the line. But good run that time for Morton, and back to serve it away now will be Danny Coons for Elm Creek. Overpass above the net, a couple of hits, and it's back over to Elm Creek as they won the joust. Over to Burke. Burke off the block, dug out there by Bartruff. Set to the outside, Olivia Roenbaugh. Nice day to back row by Coons, and across it comes. Good point going here. Roenbaugh on the outside for the Wolves. Tips it over. The dig is made by Leibarger, and it'll be set across by Jackie Berkey. Here is Loomis. Back set right side, and it's going to be driven over by Rademacher and kept alive in the back middle. Here is a tip try up front by Elm Creek. Good up that time by Rademacher and Morton, and they'll get it across. Elm Creek sets outside. Wide set. Burke adjusts. That puts it down. No, she ran into the net. It was so wide that she ran out of room, and Loomis is going to get the point. So that'll make it 7-2 in favor of the Wolves. Good rally there. Some good plays on both sides of the net. And now it'll be Britta Bergman to serve it across for Loomis. Outside Burke over the double block, got the kill. Aisha Burke with the first kill of the match for Elm Creek. They trail 7-3 here in the early going. And now Burke will go back and serve it away for the Buffaloes. Aisha right down the line, takes it at Morton. Bartruff has to run down the set, gets it to the outside. Collin off the block. It's dug out by Leibarger, and it'll be pushed across by Elm Creek. To the outside, we've got another block, still alive, and a couple of tips, still alive, across it goes. Here's the set right side, and it's going to be driven across. Handled by Loomis in the middle. Roenbaugh, dug out back row by Amanda Johns. Roll over the net again there by the Buffaloes. Right side they go, Loomis on the attack beat. Well, we've had a couple of good rallies here. Elm Creek wins that one. 7-4. Loomis with the lead. And Burke to serve again. And Burke floats that knuckleball that almost ate Bergman up. And they'll have to just set this across with Rodenbaugh. Three ball here for Elm Creek. They'll go to the outside. Live marker terminates. Tamara with her first kill. Three in a row, Elm Creek. And they're fighting their way back off that Katie Morton's ace serve onslaught where she hit four in a row. And Burke to fire it away again. Here's the set slide right side. Rodenbaugh, and she just got over the double block and dropped it down. Side out for Loomis. 8-5 in favor of the Wolves. Don't forget the UNK volleyball team is home Friday and Saturday night if you want to catch more volleyball. 7 o'clock serve both nights. Loomis to serve. Paige Rademacher can't get it over. And the service error will give it back to Elm Creek. Checking into the ball game. Cassie Sutherland to serve. And on the side of the green, Loomis is going to bring in Tori Maskey. She'll play back row, a little defense here. They'll serve it at Maskey. There's the pass to Bartruff. Outside Collin over the block. The dig made to the back row by Sutherland. Elm Creek goes to Amanda Johns, and she'll get the kill. First kill for Amanda Johns, and the lead is down to one. Elm Creek scored 5 of the last 6 points, 8-7. And Cassie Sutherland trying to tie it up here for the Buffaloes. Takes it right at Morton. It stays in the back row. They do get a setup to Collin, and she didn't get it over the net. And it is 8-8. She tried to go with that safe tip and couldn't quite get the job done, and it is 8-8 with number 8, Cassie Sutherland, the server. Freshman takes it at Morton again. Here's a set. Collin sets off the mark. All Collin can do is punch it across. Here's Burke setting middle. The attack by Elm Creek is going to be deep from Burke E. And it will be a point for Loomis. So they don't lose the lead yet. It's 9-8. And Olivia Rodenbaugh will serve it across at the libero Hubbard. Set outside Johns and didn't get it over. Didn't get enough on that one. Point Loomis. 10-8 Wolves. That's the first person besides Morton to score on the serve for Loomis. And the serve across back set right side, and it's going to crawl over there on the swing of Berkey. Loomis has it. They'll slide Morton on the right side, and that is money, but it is punched back across. Good hustle by Elm Creek. Good hustle, and they've got it back on their side. Johns will drive it into the net. Well, they made a good play on Morton's slide. That's the first time anybody's kept it up tonight, but couldn't keep the point going. Attack error. Loomis now up by 3, 11-8. And Rodenbaugh with the serve. Close into the back corner. Set middle. The attack again into the net. All of a sudden, Elm Creek having trouble on their attacks. And it's 12-8. So Loomis was up 6-1. Elm Creek battle all the way back to tie it at 8. And now Loomis has put up 4 in a row. And Rodenbaugh to serve. She had a good service match against SEM earlier. And the pass is off the mark. So all Elm Creek can do is send it over. Now Morton on the attack. Blocked up front by Berkey. Loomis still has it to the outside. Collin. And she is on the back line for the kill. Amber Collin with her first kill. 13-8 Loomis. Coach Brandy McCarter with some instructions. Looks at the scoreboard. Decides to let it go again. No timeout called. Dumped across here by Burke. And Bartruff will set it right side. Morton short set. She tipped it, but she also fell through into the net. So a point for Elm Creek. They were too close to the net, and Morton couldn't stay out of it. Back to serve it away for Elm Creek will be Olivia Hubbard. And Hubbard serve. Line drive over to Morton. They'll set it back to Katie in the middle, and she followed through into the net. By Elm Creek. So for the first time in the last couple of nights that we've seen Loomis play, Morton has made a mistake. Just followed through into the net. Line drive served by Hubbard. It's going to be an 8. Olivia, and here we go again. Loomis builds the lead. Elm Creek comes back, and Loomis coach Lynette Gleason says, let's call the timeout, even though they have the lead. In game one of this battle of top 10 teams, it's Loomis 13 and Elm Creek 11 here on KKPR.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
As we come back, Hubbard serves. It clips the net and falls over. There's an ace serve for Olivia Hubbard, and it's a one-point game. Hubbard wasting no time. She's got that ball in the air when the whistle blows. And Loomis gets it over on the right side attack. Amber Collin set back over Liebarger. She hit the back line. 13-13. Nice play by Liebarger, her second kill, and five in a row for Elm Creek. And Hubbard goes again. Hit the net, but it does come across and can be played by Bergman. Burke sets middle. Goes up front, blocked by Morton. That was a great one-on-one, and then Burke tried to just set it across and didn't get it over. What a great block up front by Loomis on the swing by Danny Coons. And Loomis will, again, not give up the lead. Been tied a couple of times. They've built big leads twice, and Elm Creek's come right back. Serving the cross by Amber Collin. Right side attack. Coons just tips it over the block. Nice pickup by Maskey, but it's too close and hits the antenna. And Danny Coons will get her first kill here of this match. 14-14. Tamara Liebarger to serve. And she just got it across. Overpass, free ball. Burke went for it. Couldn't terminate, so Loomis will get a chance. Morton in the middle off the tip. Saved in the back row by Hubbard. Has to be passed across, and it is by Burke. Bergman has it for Loomis. Set middle. Here's Morton on the attack. And a nice dig in the back row, but not enough to keep it alive and give the kill to Katie Morton. And that's also her first kill. So for as many points as we've had, not that many kills. Loomis has four. Elm Creek has five. And it's 15-14 Loomis. So we've had a few more errors in this game then kills. Burke on the outside for Elm Creek. Dug out by Bergman. We've had a lot of long rallies. Morton tips it over the double block. The floor is open, and Katie with back-to-back kills. 16-14 Wolves. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Bartra. Set to the middle, and the attack train hammers it home. You can hear the crowd on that one. It's been a while since you had to stop play to put more air in the volleyball, but Coons just knocked it out of that one. And Kayla Brodeen will come into the ball game for Elm Creek. And back to serve it away will be Amber Johns. And it's off the net and down. Ace serve. Boy, they've had a couple of those already. 16-16. Elm Creek will take it. And Johns to serve it away again. Amanda had a few aces in the first match tonight against SEM. Here's one that's going to be wide, though. She tried to bite off a little too much and set it out of bounds. So, again, we've been tied at 16, 13, 14, 8. But Loomis has never trailed. And they're trying to keep that rolling right here as Katie Morton jump serves. Line shot picked up by Hubbard to Burke. Coons, standing spike, tried to roll it over the double block and put it into the net. 18-16 Loomis. Elm Creek does have both their timeouts remaining. Morton now with 6 points on serve for those aces here in this game. Morton's jump serve, line shot, pass close to the net, but good enough. Coons goes up, tips it over. Dig is made there by Rademacher. Outside, Rodenbaugh. She'll roll it into the back row to Liebarger, and into the net it goes. Rodenbaugh with a point. And timeout on the floor by Elm Creek. Loomis gets the lead. Elm Creek catches up. It's happened twice. Will it happen three times? We'll find out. 19-16 Loomis, game one here on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Out of the Elm Creek timeout, Morton, that jump serve is going to be just a little long, so Elm Creek gets what they want, the ball back. Out of the timeout, Danny Coons to serve it away. It is 19-17 in favor of Loomis. Opening set, and Coons tried the soft serve and put it into the middle of the net. She'll check out, and the libero Hubbard will come back in. So out the timeout, the teams exchange service errors, and Britta Bergman will serve it up now for Loomis. 20-17. Across to Hubbard, pass to the outside. The attack going to be taken over by Berkey. Handle Loomis. They'll get it to Collin, and she hit the line. Amber Collin goes to the angle attack and gets her second kill. 21-17 Loomis. And Bergman to serve. Remember last week against Axtell, Loomis won the first set but couldn't close it out. Axtell won the match. Set outside for Burke. Over the double block. Dug out back row by Bartruff. It stays there. Have to be passed across. They can't get the job done. A nice play there by the Wolves. By the Buffaloes. And they will get the ball back. 21-18. And Asia Burke to serve. Knuckleball over. That's going to be an ace. First ace of the game for Burke. Earlier tonight, Asia had two aces against SEM. It's 21-19. Each team with one timeout remaining. And the serve is across. Slide Rodenbaugh. She'll put it down and good. Olivia Rodenbaugh with the kill. And it'll be Loomis ball. Substitution made, and back to serve will be Tori Maskey, who just came in, and she throws an ace. Some miscommunication in the back row for Elm Creek. They knew they wanted to play it, and now it's 23-19 off the Maskey ace, and Elm Creek will call their final timeout. We'll take it with them, 23-19, Loomis in game one. We'll be right back.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
23-19, Loomis with the lead over Elm Creek in Game 1 and the serve here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, and Odessa. The serve across by Maskey, taking it live, Marger. They'll set it back to Tamara on the outside. Her attack down and good. Morton made a play on it in the back row. It might have been deep, but she went for it. And live, Marger with her third kill keeps Elm Creek in the game, 23-20. And back to serve will be Cassie Sutherland. Elm Creek down by three as we're running out of time. Serve across over to Bergman. Set to the middle. Collin can just punch it across from the 10-foot line. Here comes the middle attack, and it's going to be driven across there by Berkey. Loomis will have to just pass it across into the back corner, and it falls. Oh, Collin just trying to get it over. Put it the only place that Elm Creek wasn't standing. And it is game point Loomis, and Olivia Rodenbaugh will go back and serve it. 24-20 across to Hubbard. Stays in the back row and passed into the net by Elm Creek. And just like that, it is over in game one. Loomis takes game one from the Buffaloes by a score of 25-20. We'll take a break and be back with the numbers in 1 minute on Classic Hits 98.9.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott of Slacker Heating and Conditioning in Sumner would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Slacker Heating and Air, Sumner.
We believe That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on KKPR. Let's take a look at the numbers from the first set. And we will start with Elm Creek. Tamara Leibarger had three kills. Olivia Hubbard, four service points. Two of them were aces. Aisha Burke, three service points. One was an ace, two kills. Cassie Sutherland, two service points. Amanda Johns, an ace serve and a kill. Danny Coons had two kills. Elm Creek, eight kills, no ace blocks, four ace serves. For Loomis, Britta Bergman had a service point. Olivia Rodenbaugh, five service points, two kills. Tori Maskey had an ace serve. Amber Collins, three kills. Sydney Rodenbaugh, two kills. And Katie Morton, seven service points. Four of them were aces. She had two kills. Loomis had nine kills, no ace blocks, and five ace serves. Loomis takes game one of this battle of top 10 teams over Elm Creek, 25-20. And we'll be back with game two after this on KKPR.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
With high school volleyball to start game number two. Loomis will pick up the first point, and back to serve it away will be Katie Morton. It is 1-0. Loomis getting the first point after winning the first game, 25-20. That line drive, jump serve handled by Burke. They'll get it to Coons in the middle, and she'll terminate. They get Morton off the line without getting any points. Danny Coons with the kill. And she's looking to get back on track here in game number two. Held just a couple of kills there in the opening set. 1-1. And to serve it away will be Amber Johns. Johns into the back row. It stays there. They get it up to Rodenbaugh. Olivia just tips it across. Middle attack. Coons again, this time over the double block. A tip. Rodenbaugh got a hand on it. It's passed back over by Rademacher. Elm Creek on the near side. They'll go to the lefty, and driving it across that time is Brodine. Handled there by the Wolves and passed back across. Into the back row it goes to Hubbard. Set outside. Right side attack. Burke on the line. Aisha Burke. Her third kill. Elm Creek, their first lead of this match. They tied it up three different times after falling behind to Loomis in the opening set. But never did get that lead, and they've got it here early in game two. And Johns will serve it across. Loomis handles Bartruff middle. Here's a tip try right into the hands of Elm Creek. An easy one. They'll set it back over. And then it's set back by Bartruff. A couple of quicks that didn't go anywhere. Coons in the middle off the tape. It's going to be picked up by Bartruff. Run down by Rademacher. And then a lift on Loomis. They couldn't get to that one. Point, Elm Creek. 3-1. Don't forget at the end of the match, whenever that occurs, it'll be the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you. Coach's interview and more, so stay with us. SCM was the third team here tonight. They dropped both of their games to these rated teams. As Loomis' attack is deep and out of bounds, so roll reversal. Loomis got out to a quick start in game one, 7-1, or 6-1, and Elm Creek's out 4-1 so far and still serving here in game number two. Again, Loomis 12-1, Elm Creek 11-2. Both teams have lost to Axtell. Elm Creek's other loss was to C2 fourth-ranked Southwest. Overpass on the serve. Free ball. Coons goes up and tips it down. Coach Gleason says that's enough of this, and she's going to call the timeout. In game two, Loomis is trailing. They won the opening game 25-20, but Elm Creek jumps out 5-1 in game two. We'll be right back.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And we are back to volleyball action here off the Loomis timeout. Wolves will have it on their side of the net. It's going to be Rodenbaugh tipping over the double block. Good dig by Leibarger to keep it alive. And in the middle, Coons tips it over, and then they say that she followed through into the net. So in the net called on Elm Creek, and that'll snap their 5-0 run. And Loomis will be back on the service line. 5-2, Elm Creek early in game number two. Brenna Bergman to serve it away. Line shot there at Leibarger. They keep it alive, and Danny Coons terminates with authority. Number five for Danny Coons. We said that she did not have the kind of game in the opening set that she wanted, and she's already smacked down three kills here in game number two, and now we'll go back and serve it away. And the serve at Bergman to Bartra. Outside Collin, blocked up front. Dig is made. Loomis will try it again. Blocked again. A block for Brody. 7-2 Elm Creek. So they are trying to really turn things around here momentum-wise. And Danny Coons will serve. Coons, knuckleball across to Morton in the back row. Bartrup back set. It's going to be a little slide and in the net anyway. Rodenbaugh got the kill. No, slid through into the net. They pointed one way and then changed their hand signal and gives it to Elm Creek. And the lead is now out to 6 at 8-2. And Coons checks for the serve area. They keep going back middle at Bergman. Rodenbaugh has to tip it across. Here's the set Leibarger in the middle. The attack is blocked by Rodenbaugh. Joust at the net is won by Elm Creek. Burke is up there with Berkey, and timeout Loomis. They're going to use their second one right here. The score is Elm Creek 9 and Loomis 2 in set 2 after Loomis won the opener 25-20. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more high school volleyball after this on KKPR.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott of Slacker Heating and Conditioning in Sumner would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Slacker Heating and Air, Sumner.
And back to action. The serve is across. It's back to Elm Creek side. They go to Brodeen on the outside. The dig is made, and then nobody picks it up. It's all Elm Creek right now, 10-2. And Danny Coons just keeps on serving. That's four in a row, and she's looking for five. Let's see if she can keep things moving along. 10-2 Elm Creek. Coons deep serve this time. It's too deep and out of bounds. And Loomis will finally get the ball back. But they now have to play catch-up. They were ahead or tied the entire first set and won it. Now they are behind, and they serve it out of bounds and give it right back to Elm Creek. So Maskey a little deep. And back over to Aisha Burke. And Burke serves. Back middle, picked up by Bergman. Here's the set. They're going to go on the slide to Rodenbaugh. Good dig there by Whitney Hubbard. Outside the attack, Leibarger. Partially blocked by Olivia. And it's going to be swatted across off the net by Collin. Good dig and pass back across Elm Creek. It's a scramble on both sides. Rodenbaugh slaps it over, and it's in. Point Loomis. A couple of quick hitters got both teams out of their system there. And It left a pretty wide-open court for the much taller Olivia Rodenbaugh. The six-footer now goes back and serves to Liebarger. Burke sets middle. Burkey tips it across. One timed right back over by Loomis. They'll try it again, this time to the outside, Brodeen, and she's going to drive it off the back row. Loomis scrambles, and then Loomis watches it hit the floor. Oh, man, what a great hustle there by Bergman. And then everybody looked at it. Morton tried to get to it at the very end, but it was too late. And it's Elm Creek getting all kinds of breaks like that and creating some breaks of their own. In to serve it away will be Cassie Sutherland. Serve over, and here comes Loomis, sets off the mark. Morton has to adjust. Elm Creek will get it to the outside. Johns rolls it over to Collin. They'll slide it to Morton. Right side attack down and good. Katie Morton, just her third kill of the match. And Loomis will get the ball back, and Amber Collin will serve it away. 12-5 Buffaloes in game two after Loomis won the opener, 25-20. And Collin now to serve, see if Loomis can get something going like Elm Creek did when they were behind last game. No, another service error. That one just mishit, actually hit the antenna near the up referee. And Olivia Hubbard will check in. She had a strong service performance in game one with a couple of aces. And she'll smack that one into the net. So the teams exchange service errors. And Sydney Bartrup will now go back and start another service rotation. Maskey will come out. Rademacher back into the front row here for Coach Gleason and the Wolves. Again, more volleyball Tuesday. Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic right here on KKPR. And this serve is out. So, waiting for somebody to put a ball in play here. And Liebarger will do just that for Elm Creek. Played to the middle, punched over by Morton, hit the net, dug out there by Berkey to the outside. Burke off the tip, down and good. Aisha Burke with a big swing. She and Danny Coons each have five kills now to lead the way for Elm Creek. It is 15-6, and checking in for Loomis, a new face that we don't have a number for. They have switched a couple of uniforms, and we really apologize. We went down and got everything we thought we needed at the beginning. They told us all the jersey changes and no 11. But here's another service error for Elm Creek. Loomis has 7 points, three of those on service errors. And Katie Morton back to serve. She didn't score the last time, and that was big for Elm Creek. Here's an overpass, couple of slots, and it's going to be put away by our mystery, Loomis Wolf. We'll try and get a number, a name here to go with number 11. I'm guessing that's Brooke Thorell. We saw her play last week off the bench, but I'm not positive, as Morton will serve it across, and no, she won't. It goes into the net. So back over to Elm Creek, and to serve it away is going to be Amanda Johns. Because Bartrup was wearing 6, and we're going to go with Thorell wearing 11. And now another service error. Boy, all of a sudden, Elm Creek can't get the ball in play from the service line. 16-9, and the serve across by Loomis. Here's Burke, set in the middle for Coons, who's back in the front row and got the kill. Danny Coons took it right at the lines gal, who had to do a little Macarena to get out of the way there, but calls that one in. And that'll be the sixth kill for Coons. 17-9, and Elm Creek trying to even this match out after Loomis won the opening. Elm Creek 11-2, Loomis 12-1. And an overpass on that serve from Coons. A couple of tips, it goes back over to Elm Creek. Excuse me, Liebarger sets middle in the attack. Berkey is deep. Point Wolves. 17-10. And Maskey comes back in to serve here for Loomis. Loomis coming off a nice three-match win last week, Tuesday night at their own gym. They beat state-rated Bertrand along with Overton and Franklin. Attack Burke, right corner. Yep, got it. Aisha Burke. She's got 4 kills in the game, 6 in the match. We're starting to see more points off attacks than we did in the first game where we saw more errors. And Burke will serve it across at Morton. Set it right side. Rodenbaugh cuts it back against the grain. Olivia has her 4th kill. But Loomis just has not done anything on their serve at all. In fact, they've scored 1 point on serve, and that was because they served first to take a 1-0 lead. And Rodenbaugh to serve here into the net. Somebody must have snuck out there and raised the net up between sets because both teams are struggling here in this game. That's four service errors for Loomis and four on Elm Creek. Service across by Cassie Sullivan. Set for the outside. Morton attack down and good. Fourth kill for Morton. As we go back and forth, 1 point at a time. Moving through the rotation very quickly, and Amber Collin is back to serve it away here. But Elm Creek, a comfortable 7-point lead at the moment, 19-12 in game two. And the serve. Spins it into the back row. Handled there by Sullivan. Outside attack. Jones takes it over. Dig Rodenbaugh into the stands. Kill Amber Jones. Amanda with her second kill. And Loomis still can't score on their serve. Morton and Rodenbaugh were really the only players that did any scoring on their serve in the first game. And Hubbard to serve. Just on the back line to Maskey, and they're going to have to pass it across, which they do. Floats over. Here's Burke. Sets to the outside. Johns adjusts. Rolls it over. Picked up by Bergman. Set to the outside. And Thorell will knock it across. Here's a middle attack. Coons has to tip it over. And she's going to make it work. Now, it's kind of a weird point because Danny thought it was going to be a high set. She could hammer it. And she jumped early. Then came back down the floor. Tipped it over. It still worked. And Hubbard to serve again. 21-12. Slide. Right side. Morton. And across the boundary into the net on Loomis. As they blow it dead, Loomis used their timeouts long ago. They were down 5-1, called a timeout. They were down 9-2, called a timeout. Hubbard serve again. Is it 8? What a turnaround here in game two. Elm Creek is rocking it hard in the pink uniforms tonight. Hubbard with her third ace of the match. Fires it across, wastes no time. Set outside Thorell, and she is deep, and it is game point, Elm Creek. 24-12, big pink. And Hubbard to serve. Across it goes, close to the net, overpass Coons, tip, picked up by Loomis, slide right side, Morris over set, Coons tips it down, and Elm Creek wins the game. Danny Coons with 6 kills in this game and a match-high 8 helped Elm Creek cruise to a 25-12 victory here in set number 2. Loomis won the opener 25-20. Elm Creek takes the second 25-12. We'll look at the numbers when we come back.
Dine in at Tubbs Pub in Sumner. Tubbs Pub offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today. Tubbs Pub in Sumner, a proud supporter of tonight's game. Trust the experts at Ed's Body Shop in Sumner with all your glass replacement and auto body work. Ed's Body Shop can make your car look like new. Best of luck to the teams tonight from Ed's Body Shop in Sumner.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Misco Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the games begin. Misco's carries brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. The numbers from Game 2 look like this. For Loomis, Brooke Thorell had a kill. Olivia Rodenbaugh, 2 kills. Katie Morton, a service point and 2 kills. That is it. 5 kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves. For Elm Creek, Olivia Hubbard served it out there with the final 5 points. One of those was an ace. Aisha Burke had 4 kills. Tadra Brodeen, an ace block and a kill. Amanda Jones, 4 service points and a kill. And Danny Coons, 4 service points and 6 kills. Elm Creek had 12 kills, 1 ace block and 1 ace serve as they cruise to a 25-12 victory in Game 2 after Loomis won the opening set 25-20. So we're off to a third of the deciding set between 12-1 Loomis and 11-2 Elm Creek when we come back on KKPR.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Don't forget, Elm Creek and Loomis play each other in football tomorrow night, too. So Loomis off to a great start this year. And SEM and Loomis play each other. Elm Creek plays Southwest tomorrow night. Our football here on KKPR tomorrow night. Minden will be hosting Centura on ESPN 1460. Southern Valley is at Kearney Catholic. Pregame for both at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Ravenna will be hosting Hastings St. Cecilia tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Loomis won the toss. They'll serve it first to get game 3 underway. And Sidney Bartreff floats it across. Danny Coons on the attack, over swing into the net. At a point for Loomis. So the Wolves get the first point. That's not been a good sign. Elm Creek scored first in the opening game, lost. Loomis scored first in the second game, lost. We'll see if that changes here. And there is a serve out of bounds to tie it up at 1. 1-1 is your score. And back to serve it away. Is going to be Amanda Johns. Just got it over the net, and an ace serve. Second ace for Amanda. Elm Creek is led by Danny Coons with 8 kills. Aisha Burke has 6. Loomis, 4 kills from Katie Morton and Olivia Rodenbaugh. And Johns serves this one over. A little easier to handle by Colin to the outside. Morton, she's blocked. Boy, they're really doing a good job on Katie. Blocked again, Danny Coons with the ace block and the swing from Sydney Rodenbaugh. Well, there is no doubt, and we mentioned at the start of Game 2 that Danny Coons would have to get more involved, and she really did in Game 2, and she started it off here in Game 3 with a nice play. 3-1, Johns gets it over. Right side attack, tipped this time by Morton, and that'll work. Fifth kill for Katie Morton, so Katie realizing that the double block is getting up there, she's going to have to do some adjusting, and did on that point, and now she'll go back to serve it away here for the Wolves. Katie is the leading server in this match for Loomis. 8 points, 4 of them aces. This jump service, this handled in the back row, and it'll go as an ace. Not her strongest serve, but it still goes down that way, and we are tied at 3. Morton with her 5th ace of this match. Earlier tonight, she had 3 against SEM, so 8 more so far tonight. That's a good serve. It's going to be picked up in the middle by Leibarger to Burke. Slammed over by Coons. Dug out that time by Bartruff and set across by Rodenbaugh. They'll go Coons again for Elm Creek. Blocked up front, back over to Elm Creek. Coons tips it over. The court's open, and she'll get it that way. Well, we're seeing a change of strategy. The blocks are starting to get solider on both sides of the net. And we're starting to see the tips. I don't mind seeing the tips if you try to take a few swings now and then, and that's exactly what happened. Danny Coons to serve, not handled cleanly, but tipped over by Rodenbaugh. Oh, and it rolls off the fingertips there of Berkey. One of those where her momentum was going the wrong way, and it actually kind of stuck on her hand. And Olivia Rodenbaugh with her 5th kill. 4-4, third and deciding game here. Two of the FKC's best teams playing here at Elm Creek. Bergman's serve for Loomis is deep. And out of bounds. 5-4 Elm Creek. Again, Axtell has established themselves as the leader in this conference. They have beaten both of these teams. Aisha Burke serves it across. Middle attack, Rodenbaugh. It's open. It goes up the leg of Johns, and it's kept alive and punched over. Dug out by Morton. Outside, Collins. She goes corner kill. Amber Collin with her first kill since the opening set. And it's tied at 5. Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Stan Whistle along with Randy Geiner and the entire crew here at Elm Creek, as always, for their hospitality. And Maskey comes in to serve for Loomis. 5-5. Outside attack, Liebarger got it over the double block. Bergman digs, dumped across the block, right back by Liebarger. Loomis is ready, though, and they'll swat it across there with Collin. And it has to be set over by Berkey for Elm Creek. Opportunity here for the Wolves. Short set, Rodenbosch. He's blocked up front. Berkey's doing a great job here at the net lately, and it's finally tipped across Collin. Here's an opportunity on the outside, Liebarger. Blocked up front by Rodenbaugh and out of bounds off Elm Creek. Rodenbaugh will get credit for the ace block. And Loomis will regain the lead at 6-5. Maskey to serve. And Torrey gets that one in play to Hubbard. Outside, the attack is going to be into the net from Brodeen. And Loomis up 7-5. Both games, the winner got out of the chute big time early. That's not the case here in game number 3. Serve deep out of bounds by Maskey. And the air will get the ball back over to Elm Creek. 7-6 in favor of the Wolves. In the first game, Loomis jumped out to a 6-1 lead. Elm Creek was out 5-1 and 10-2 in the second game. Serve across, the Wolves go middle. Rodenbaugh tries to get into the back row. Hubbard's got the dig. Set outside, Johns. Johns hits the tape. Didn't go over. Oh, they say no block. Ball still alive, and Elm Creek's going to win the point. Jackie Berkey gets the kill. Boy, that sure looked like four hits on Elm Creek that time, but they say no. And back to serve it away, Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland floats it into the back row to Maskey. Set to nobody in particular. Rodenbaugh dumps it over and finds the donut hole kill. That was about as perfect as you could see. All six in a circle, and she just set it right in the middle of them. And now Olivia will go back and serve it away. Ball set across by Burke and purchase the kill. Good court awareness by Aisha Burke. Good placement. Coons is back in. And back to serve it away will be Olivia Hubbard. And across it comes for an ace. Olivia Hubbard with her fourth ace. And we are tied at 8. Now it says 9-8 on the scoreboard. 9-8. For Elm Creek, Hubbard fires it across again to Bergman. Set outside. Here comes Morton. There goes the ball. Looked like it was tipped. And it is. Kill for Katie Morton. Her sixth. 9-9 in game 3 here on Classic Hits 98.9. For KPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Loomis. And Amber Collin to serve it away here. Battle of FKC Powers. Into the back row, Sutherland. Outside, Coons, but she's wide. Danny had too much mustard on that one. Loomis 10, Elm Creek 9. Crowd's getting even more vocal. Good crowd on hand here for the hometown Buffaloes tonight. Serve is wide and out of bounds. Loomis is helping out Elm Creek. They've already had 3 service errors here in this game. And now back to serve it away. Tamara Liebarger for the Buffaloes. She'll send that one deep. Bergman has it. The libero for Loomis to the outside. Morton, and she'll get another kill. So Katie now maybe starting to warm up a little bit. 3 kills here in this game. 7 total. And that makes it 11-10. And checking out of the ball game is going to be Sydney Bartruff. And coming in for the first time all night, sophomore April Collin to serve. So Coach Gleason not afraid to sub anybody at any time. Coons, middle attack, off the block. Good take that time by Sydney Rodenbaugh, and Loomis will get the point. Rodenbaugh dug it, and Morton was able to get it back across. Great, great double team there by Loomis. And that will allow April Collin to serve again. 12-10. And the serve across to Burke. Liebarger sets it middle. Coons unloads and gets the kill. Number 10 for Danny Coons. Earlier tonight, Danny had a team-high 9 in the win against SCM. Again, earlier, Elm Creek beat SCM 25-14, 25-17. Loomis beat SCM 25-21, 25-14. Elm Creek And Loomis in set three. Loomis won the opening set 25-20. Elm Creek won the second set 25-12. And now we've got a rotation check here to make sure the right server is back there. And it is Amanda Johns to try and tie it up again for Elm Creek. Deep serve, though, and it's out of bounds. That's the first service error of the game for Elm Creek. 13-11 Loomis, and Katie Morton to serve. Morton already with five ace serves in the match. And the jump serve just got across. It's passed out of bounds. Ace serve number six. Neither team has used a timeout, but this is sometimes where you want to burn one so that Morton doesn't get on a roll. Let's see if she keeps it going. This one is handable. Oh, no, passed out of bounds. It looked like it was going to stay on the floor, but no, and a timeout will be called right here. Katie Morton, back-to-back ace serves, and now it's Loomis 15, Elm Creek 11, third and deciding set as we continue after this on Classic Hits 98.9.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
And we are back out of the timeout. Katie Morton jump serving again here for Loomis. Up 15-11. Coons with the tip over the double block. Nice dig out there by Rademacher. And it's put away. Rodenbaugh. Nice job there by the Loomis Lady Wolves to keep this run going. And more importantly, to keep Morton on that service line. And now Elm Creek's got to get that ball back. The lead is up to five. They'll handle the serve, but scramble to get it back across. Here is Bartrop, sets outside Rodenbaugh. Rodenbaugh with the attack, out and good. Boy, it's been momentum changing tonight. Loomis in the first game would get up 4-5. Elm Creek would catch them. They did that three times, and Elm Creek just steamrolled them in game two, and now Loomis is moving again here in game number three. It's 17-11. Morton finally missed one into the net. So Elm Creek gets it back. Just probably before it was going to get real serious here. Didn't want to go down by eight. They're down by five, and Danny Coons will try and answer with a few points for the Buffaloes. Serving across to Bergman. Spartruff sets to the outside. Rodenbaugh over, swings it into the net. Point Elm Creek. Coons went on a four-point run in the second set. Loomis still has both timeouts remaining. And the serve is across. Handled by Morton. Middle attack. They're going to have to set it across. There was Sydney Rodenbaugh. Opportunity here. Back row. It's set over by Coons into the corner to Bergman. Morton gets it up front. Rodenbaugh tries to tip it over. Does. One time both ways. Back to Elm Creek. Go to the outside. Burke gets a look. She's blocked up front. Getting the block is Rodenbaugh. Elm Creek sets it over with Johns. Got a good and important rally going here. Outside Rodenbaugh drives it across. John's got a hand on it. Good lunge by Leibarger, and they'll pass it across. Three ball here for the Wolves. Set outside. Rodenbaugh, another tip. Easily picked up. Now Elm Creek with a chance. Berkey tips it over and in the net on Loomis. Point Buffaloes. And Loomis will call timeout. Loomis got the lead up to six, and now Elm Creek gets three in a row to cut it to three. The third and deciding set, Loomis 17, Elm Creek 14. We'll be right back on KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it with their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space? See KappaGrains.com.
And a Loomis timeout. Danny Coon sends it across. Rodenbaugh tips it. It's blocked. She gets it back again and over to Elm Creek. Burke, she's blocked up front. Couple of one times again. Good action at the net. Back over to the Buffaloes. Here's the set for Odine. Goes outside. Burke, she's blocked up front again. Couple of nice blocks by Paige Rademacher, but it's still alive. Loomis sets middle. Collision. It's tipped across. Opportunity here. Elm Creek back row attack. Danny Coons is way long. Tried something different. They hadn't really set Coons in the back row all night, and she was anxious and sent it too far, and the ball back over to Loomis. Loomis won the first set 25-20. Elm Creek rolled in game two 25-12. Now Loomis up 18-14, and Brooke Thorell re-enters the ball game here. And Loomis wants an alignment check here so that they send the right server back. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and more. So stay with us here on KKPR. Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web, kkpr.com. Tomorrow, high school football, Centura at Minden. And on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Hastings, St. Cecilia at Ravenna, ESPN 1460, Southern Valleys at Kearney Catholic. All have a 6:30 pregame and kickoff at 7. And don't forget, always you can hear the games on the web. Go to kkpr.com. It has the links to all the games on all the stations. And now we've got another delay here on this rotation. I have never seen anything like this. This was a big problem earlier tonight. And now you got a third set, a lot going on. And trying to make sure everybody's in the right spot here for Loomis. And checking back into the front row, Amber Collins. And Britta Bergman goes back to serve. Don't forget, more Volleyball Tuesday. Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic. A duel for you starting just after 7 here on KKPR Tuesday. Now we're ready to go. Bergman serves it across. Elm Creek overpass. Free ball. Rodenbaugh took it down for the easy Wolf point. Number 8 for Olivia Rodenbaugh. 4 in this set. 19-14. Loomis. Trying to just have one loss on that record, a three-setter to Axtell last week. Serve across, Berkey blocked up. Four hits called, and that was blocked at the net. They say no, and a timeout going to be called by Elm Creek. Well, that wasn't going to end the point one way or the other. I mean, it wasn't an ace block or a major kill, but call it went against Elm Creek, it would appear, and they're going to use their final timeout. So, Loomis now up 20-14, and we'll finish it up. Stay with us after this timeout.
Stryker Tractor Service is a proud supporter of all the athletes in tonight's game. Stryker Tractor Service is the only name you need to know for great service in your area. Good luck, team, from Stryker Tractor Service in Eddyville.
As a proud supporter of the community, Scott of Slacker Heating and Conditioning in Sumner would like to extend a great thank you to everyone. When you need a new unit or service on your furnace, air conditioner, or heat pump, trust Slacker Heating and Air. Slacker Heating and Air, Sumner.
Out of the timeout, Loomis serves Bergman. Burke on the outside attack for Elm Creek, drives it over. It's dug out there by Sydney Bartruff, and then slapped over off balance. Rodenbaugh got it to count. And Loomis now in striking distance of the victory, 21-14. Elm Creek has used their timeouts. The serve by Bergman again. Floats across. Elm Creek can just set it back over. Set back over by Bartruff to Hubbard. Elm Creek will set it back across into the corner. Liebarger finds the tape. And a point for Tamara Liebarger. That's her first kill since the opening set when she had 3. 21-15, and again, Danny Coons waiting to rotate back into the front row, sitting on the bench. She has been pretty quiet here in this third set. She was a major force in the second set. Aisha Burke serves, slide. Rodenbaugh drives it over. Hubbard with a nice dig. Burke's able to set it outside for Liebarger, and she'll get the kill. Elm Creek's not going anywhere just yet. 21-16. There is one timeout remaining for Loomis should they need it. And Burke to serve, trying to get the hometown Buffaloes back into this match. And an ace serve for Aisha Burke. 21-17, three in a row, Elm Creek. And the Buffaloes keep it going. Crowds behind him, serve across to Bergman. Here's the set to the outside. Collin blocked up front that time by Berkey, and it's set back over. And it'll be pushed over by Brodeen. She had the block. Brodeen knocks it over. Outside attack, into the net. Point Elm Creek. Right there to make sure it didn't come over was Jackie Berkey. 21-18. Aisha Burke on the serve. Goes into the middle to Bergman. Played back to the middle. It's off the mark. Rodenbaugh just. Rodenbaugh got the kill. Boy, Olivia has sure made a couple of nice plays here in this third set on balls that weren't set perfectly to her because the setter, Sydney Bartruff, had to go run them down. 22-18 Loomis, and back into serve is Tori Maskey for the Wolves. And Maskey serve down the middle. Johns picks it up. They go outside. Leibarger has to go left hand just to keep it in play. Bartruff sets for Loomis. Collin off the net, and it rolls over. Amber Collin with her fifth kill. And just when it looked like maybe Elm Creek could scratch their way back into this, Loomis gets back-to-back points. Back into the ball game, Cassie Sutherland. It's 23-18. And Tori Maskey to serve it away again. Maskey serve just across. Overpass ball above the net. It's still alive. Elm Creek saves. Here's the set on the right side. Rodenbaugh down and good. Coach Brandy McCarter wanted an over-the-net call on Loomis. She's not going to get it. And it is match point here for Loomis. 24-18. And both crowds making a noise. Here we go. Maskey serve. Stays in the back row off Johns. Has to be passed across by Leibarger. It is. Here's the set middle. Rodenbaugh's attack is going to be dug out. Still a chance and passed over by Elm Creek. Here's the set Bartruff. Rodenbaugh right side. Hit it into her own net. Point Elm Creek. So we play on. 24-19, still five match points here for Loomis. And it'll be Cassie Sutherland to serve for Elm Creek. Into the net, and that's it. Loomis wins it in three. Something happened to the Wolves in game two. Elm Creek just steamrolled them. But besides that, Loomis was pretty much in control here. And Loomis wins it in three. 25-20, 12-25. And 25-19, the Wolves are now 13-1 on the season. Elm Creek falls to 11-3 with all three losses to state-rated teams. And I'll tell you what, there's at least three very good teams in this Fort Kearney Conference. And when the tournament rolls around, any of them could be in the mix. It'll be interesting. We will take a break, and when we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Show will have all the final stats for you. We'll talk with the coach and a whole lot more in 1 minute here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to Elm Creek. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you exciting high school sports throughout the season and a pretty good matchup here between Loomis and Elm Creek, as we expected. Both teams swept SEM earlier tonight, and then these state-rated teams three sets to finish things out. Let's take a look at the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They carry brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Columbia, Nike, and a whole lot more, plus men's college hoodies and all NFL hoodies are 25% off at Misco Sports. In the third set, Here's the numbers. For Elm Creek, I had Tamara Liebarger with two kills. Slide down to Olivia Hubbard. She had an ace serve. Jackie Berkey had a kill. Aisha Burke had three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Cassie Sutherland, one service point. Also, Amanda Johns, three service points. One was an ace. And Danny Coons, two service points. She had an ace block and two kills. Six kills, one ace block, and three ace serves for Elm Creek there in the third set. For Loomis, in the third set, I had Britta Bergman with three service points. April Collin had a service point. Olivia Rodenbaugh had an ace block and six kills. Tori Maskey had three service points. Sydney Bartroff had a service point. Amber Collin had a service point, two kills. Sydney Rodenbaugh had a kill. And in that final set, Katie Morton had five service points. Three of them were aces, and she had four kills. I had Loomis with 13 kills, one ace block, and three ace serves as they win the third and deciding set 25-19. And before we run down the overall stats, we are joined here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show by Loomis coach Lynette Gleason. And I'm going to have to start wearing green, 4-0, but you guys are 12-1 and coach are 13-1 now. Coach, congratulations on the two wins tonight.
Thank you very much. It wasn't always pretty, but these girls find a way to win, and you know, they don't want to lose. They're out there fighting as hard as they could. Even in that second one, you know, you're just going to make mistakes, and they started piling up on us. But like I said, they came out the third one and wanted to find a way.
Let's start there. What happened in the second set that was so different from the first and the third? I guess for those that just joined us, the first set wasn't necessarily pretty for either team. If you look at the stat sheet, there was a lot of rallies, but most of them ended in errors. Then Elm Creek just got on a run, as you said, in game two, and then you obviously played your best set in the third set. But what did you see as the major difference?
Oh, I don't, you know, in that second set, we talk every day in practice. We talk before that second set starts about how we have to be mentally ready after we just won. And I tell you what, it's girls. I don't think it's that way with the boys. But, you know, and then things just start piling on and they start doubting themselves. And if we can keep our confidence and refocus, then that's normally, you know, we'll be able to play okay and work through those rough spots.
Olivia really had a great third set there for you. I mentioned a couple of her kills. She had to adjust to balls that weren't perfectly set up for her because Sydney actually had to run around a little bit tonight. I think in all the matches tonight, serve-receive, the passing may not have been as good as all the coaches wanted, but talk about how she continues to get better for you.
You know, Olivia, we've started doing some things in practice so that the set is not perfect every time, because in a game situation, we all know it's not going to be. You know, the setter can put the ball up, and hopefully we have hitters that can do something with it, and I think that's what you saw tonight.
Overall, even going back to the SEM game, as you get on the van and on the bus and head home tonight, what's the one thing, I guess, that sticks out in your mind besides coming over and getting two nice wins?
Well, we missed a lot more serves tonight, it seemed like, but yet we're still trying to serve aggressive, and we're trying to be, you know, a team that can do all aspects of the game, able to get some points on our serve, able to get some rallies, able to play some good defense. So we've just got to keep working on everything, and it keeps getting a little bit better each week.
Well, you've played five games this week. You won three on Tuesday, two tonight. You've beaten a couple of state-rated teams. You're actually going to get a week off, and then you're going to go home and take on Wilcox, Hildreth, and Amherst, two teams that are kind of struggling a little bit here. So maybe a chance to get back in the gym and at least practice a little bit more, which I know the girls love.
Yeah, that's for sure. We haven't had any practice time this week. You know, coming back on Monday before that round-robin quad, it's been a weekend. We needed to stay in the gym longer, but I knew we couldn't keep them there. So it'll be nice. We'll take a look at things Monday and work on things Tuesday and Wednesday and be ready to go on Thursday.
Well, Coach, enjoy the weekend, and congratulations again on two big wins tonight. And we'll see you again soon. I can't wait for the conference tournament to get here.
I know. That it's always provides a lot of excitement, so we're hoping to be right in the thick of things this year. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Lynette Gleason of the Loomis Lady Wolves. We'll come back and take a look at the final stats of this match right after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Proud to support area sports.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Sign is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of this last match tonight. First off, for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, I had Tamara Leibarger with 5 kills. Olivia Hubbard once again led the team in serving with 10 points. 4 of those were aces. Jackie Berkey had a kill. Asia Burke, 6 service points. 2 of those were aces. She had 7 kills. Kadra Brodine had an ace block and a kill. Cassie Sutherland had 3 service points. Amanda John, 7, making 8 service points. 2 of those were aces. She had 2 kills. And Danny Kuhn, 6 service points, an ace block. And she had a team-high 10 kills. Elm Creek with 26 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 8 ace serves as the Buffaloes will fall to 11-3 on the season. And up next for Elm Creek, they will be in action also 1 week from tonight. They head over to Elwood for a triangular with Elwood and Pleasanton. And Pleasanton just lost everybody from the last couple of years that they've been so dominant. They're still looking for a win in Elwood, and they've got some talent over there, so Elm Creek better be ready to play them on Thursday of next week. And as we said, this possibly could have been the last home game for Elm Creek unless they get to host in the FKC opening round. Everything else is on the road. For the Loomis Lady Wolves, Britta Bergman had 4 service points. April Collin had a service point. Brooke Thorell had a kill. Olivia Rodenbaugh, 5 service points, an ace block, and a team-high 10 kills. Tori Maskey, 4 service points. 1 was an ace. Sydney Bartruff had a service point. Amber Collin, a service point, 5 kills. Sydney Rodenbaugh had 3 kills. And Katie Morton led the team in serving. She had 13 points. 7 of those were ace serves, and she also had 8 kills. Loomis, 27 kills, 1 ace block, 8 ace serves. I mean, the stats are almost identical. Loomis had 1 more kill than Elm Creek. I gave Elm Creek 1 more ace block, and both teams had 8 service aces. They had about the same amount of service errors in the ball game tonight. Loomis might have actually had a couple more there, which occurred in the third set. But Loomis improves to 13-1 on the season with a 25-20, 12-25, and 25-19 victory over Elm Creek. As we said with Coach, they will be back home next Thursday to host Wilcox-Hildreth and Amherst in a triangular. And then 2 weeks from tonight, they go to Overton to play the Eagles and Eustace Farnham. And that's what will take them into the FKC tournament. We'll wrap things up from Elm Creek after this timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
If you missed any of tonight's action, want to hear it again, it's always up on our podcast. It'll be up tomorrow morning, so check it out at kkpr.com. All the sporting events that we broadcast on any of our network of stations up on the podcast, kkpr.com, whether it's a football game from this season, volleyball, or even some things from last season, you can find them at kkpr.com. Here's what happened tonight in the first match. Elm Creek beat SEM 25-14 and 25-17. And in that match, SEM was led by Sarah Simmons, who had 4 kills. And for Elm Creek, it was Danny Coons, who had 9 kills in that game to lead the way. In the second match tonight, Loomis got a battle from SEM, especially the first set, but ended up with the win, 25-21 and 25-14. Katie Morton led the way with 11 kills. Amber Collin had 6, 5 for Olivia Ronbaugh. SEM got 4 from freshman Miranda Pierce. And then again here in this three-set match between Elm Creek and Loomis, Loomis ends up winning it. Olivia Rodenbaugh with 10 kills, 8 for Katie Morton. Morton also had 7 service aces. Amber Collin had 5 kills. Elm Creek was led by Danny Coons with 10 kills. Aisha Burke with 7. And Tamara Leiberger with 5. And that is it from here. For our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, saying you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Get your game on at Misco's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget they have over 40 styles of Husker shirts, T-shirts, and sweatshirts for men, women, and kids. Get ready for the baseball playoffs. They've got your favorite team's hat in stock as it gets a little cooler. How about the college hoodies? 25% off. Also some Ndamukong Suh jerseys that you'll want to check out. Open 7 days a week for your convenience at Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Our final match here tonight, the battle of top 10 teams. Loomis wins it over Elm Creek, 25-20, 12-25, 25-19. You've been listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Elm Creek, and Loomis. This is Doug Duda saying we'll see you tomorrow night for high school football. Centura at Minden and volleyball on Tuesday. Grand Island Central Catholic at Kearney Catholic. Till then, have a great weekend, everyone.